Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Nedarim Pei Tes. We are at the Mishnah on Pei Ches Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. We have a pasuk which says, V'neder almano grusha yakum olyah. The Torah tells us that a neder, which is made by an almana, a widow, or a gerusha, an isha who is divorced, either way, yakum oleha, which means that it stands. Question. Of course it stands. Isn't that obvious? Why wouldn't it stand? There's no husband in the equation to do the hafara. So why does the pasuk have to tell us a neder expressed by an almana and grusha will stand? Answer is like this. We're speaking about a case where, true, she made the neder while she was almana ugrusha, with no husband in the picture. But the neder was meant to be applied, was meant to be chal while married. Ketzad. For instance, as follows. Amra, she says, Hareini nazira la'achar shleishim yom. So she's currently an almana, no husband around. I am accepting upon myself to be a nazir when, not now, when I am an almana. Rather, I wanted to start after 30 days. And what happens within those 30? Aval b'shenises b'soich lamed yoyim. Even if she actually gets remarried, mazel tov, within 30 days, and there is a husband around when the neder becomes activated, because the naziris was only going to start 30 days later, and she is currently married when 30 days arrive. Eino yachal hafer, says the pasuk. You should know, we don't care about the chalos, we don't care about when the naziris starts, we care about the status she was in when she expressed the neder, when she undertook that commitment. And since she was an almana and grusha at that point, the point of the neder determines, in which case, yakum aleha, that neder will stand and does not qualify for hafara. So it's all about the point of when you made the neder. Likewise, we have a reverse situation. Nadra v'hirut b'shus habal, suppose she makes the neder while married, and the neder says, I'm going to be a nazir later on. Meferla. The husband can go ahead and do the hafara. Ketzad, for instance. Amra, she's currently married, and she says, Hareini nazira la'achar lamed. I'm becoming a nazir after 30 days. Afal pishenis almana. Oynis garsha b'toich lamed. Even if something occurs within 30, she gets divorced, she becomes an almana, hareze mufar the afora that the husband did way back at the point of her commitment, at the point of making the neder while she was married, that afora works. So again, it's all about the sha'as ha-neder. Continues the mission with another chiddush, where a husband cannot do hafara, even, listen to this, even if she was in his rishus, she was married at the point of making the neder, as well as at the point where the neder was chal. How's that? How can that be? As follows. Nadra bay bayayim. She got married today on Sunday, and she made the neder today. V'nizgar sheba bayayim, she got divorced on that very same day. V'yachziru bayayim, he retook her, remarried her on that very same day. It's over. It's gone. Eino yachal hafer, hafara is no longer applicable. Why? Zak lal. In line with the following formula. Kol sheyatzel rishus atzma. Once an isha leaves and enters her own domain, regains full independence, even for a shah achas, for a short moment, such as in this case when she was married at the beginning of the day and remarried at the end of the day. But since somewhere in the middle she left his possession, Eino yachal hafer, husband now loses his ability to do afar. Here's a chiddush. because she was under his jurisdiction when she made the neder. She was under his control when she ended the day with the neder there. Still, he cannot interfere because he lost her. He lost control once he divorced her. So back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where we learned that when there's a change of status, she makes a neder while single, and then by the time the neder is about to be activated, you know, after 30 days, she's already married. It doesn't work. The new husband cannot interfere because the point of the neder, the point of the making of the neder was when she was single. So we follow the moment of making the neder. Tanya, we have a brisa which seems to present a machlikas in this regard. So back to that pasuk, b'nedo amono grusha. The brisa says, if it's an almana ugrusha, she'amra hareini nazira likushei nasi. She's currently unmarried. And she says, you know, I'm undertaking to be a nazir. When I get married, that's when the naziris will arrive. Venisis, and she marries. And now the naziris is meant to arrive. Rabbi Shmuel, oimei yafir. According to Rabbi Shmuel, since the arrival of the naziris, the application of the nether, occurs once married, husband can do hafara. He seems to disagree with our Mishnah. We'll see in a minute. But apparently, Rabbi Shmuel does not focus on the moment that she made the nether, rather at the moment when the nether is chal. Rabbi Kiva imad lo yafar. No, he cannot do hafara because it's all about when she expressed, when she made the nether, which was prior to marriage. Simona Yalili, actually some cut and paste this siman to a little further down. Basically, it's a remiss to the machlekes and the brisa, because here we had, in the first case, we had Rabbi Shmuel saying Yafer, that's the Yud, Yafer, Kiba saying Lo Yafer, that's Yud Lamed, Yafer, Lo Yafer. And in the upcoming case, we're going to have the Shita is reversed, because it's based on the same rationale, right? So it's a reverse situation, so it's a reverse result. Lo yafer and yafer. Let's see. Esher says she'amra hareini nazira lika she'igarish. So we have the other way around. She's now married, and she says, I'm going to be a nazira lika she'igarish once I'm divorced. V'nizgash, and she divorces. Rabbi Shmuel omer lo yafer. While she was married, this husband cannot do afara on that nether which is not yet applicable, which is going to arrive in the future. Again, Rabbi Shmuel works based on the actual activation of the nether. This is in line with what he just told us a minute ago, but here it's the other way around. Here she made the nether married, and it's going to be activated unmarried. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Omer Yafer, he goes the other way. Hafara does work because the Sh'as Amira, the Sh'as HaNeder, was when married. What is this machlekes based on? Rabbi Kiva, who follows the moment of the Amira, Rabbi Shmuel seems to focus on the Chalois. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Ari Omer, look at the Pasuk. V'neder amona grusha, which seems to be saying that it's all about when the neder is chal, v'ad shehi neder b'shas alminus v'gerishin. It's all about the chalois ha-neder, as the Ran says. Neder means chalois ha-neder. And therefore, whether it's in the first case when she was unmarried and then it was chal as married, or in the second case when she was married and then it was only chal as unmarried, we look at when the neder is chal, and that generates, you know, the differences in the halacha. Rabbi Kiva Savar, no, Harayu Oimer, Kol Asher Asru Al Nafsha. It's part of that same pasuk. The pasuk reads, "V'neder Almana Ugrusha, Kol Asher Asru Al Nafsha Yakam Oleo." So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's all about when the Isser arrives. Achiye Isurei Neder b'shas almanus v'gerushin. It's all about when the iser neder is chal, and if it's chal, if it arrives, if it gets applied when she's an almana or a grusha, there's no husband in the picture, and he cannot get involved. Now let's match up this brisa to our Mishnah, which seems to tell us that it's all about when the neder is applied, is activated, right? Amar Rav Chisda Masnisin Rabbi Kivayi. Look at our Mishnah. What happens? She says, true, I'm an Almona today, but I want the Nazirus to come la'achar shaloshim yom. What does the Mishnah say? Even if she got married in between, husband is not a player, because the neder was expressed when she was still single. So our Mishnah seems to correspond with Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rav Chizah's approach. Abaye Omar, no, not necessarily so. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yishmael, perhaps our Mishnah, which seems to focus on the Shas HaNeder, on the Shas Amira, on the Shas commitment, can follow even Rabbi Yishmael. You know why? There's a big difference. You see, in our Mishnah, did she say anything about future marriage? No. She says, I'm going to be a Nazir after 30 days. Perhaps her status will change within the 30 days. She'll get married. Perhaps she will not get married. It's an unknown. Unknown equation. Right? Unknown factor. And therefore, in our Mishnah, we ignore the fact that she, got married. And we just focus on the Shas HaNeder. But in the Bryce's situation, she never spoke about days. It wasn't about 30 days. It was about change of status. What did she say? In the first case, she says, today I'm single, but you know, I'm going to be another when I marry. Here, Dafka here, Rabbi Shmuel says, look, she hinged, she depended her Naziris upon marriage. You have to reckon with it. Change of status is a factor to reckon with, because she stipulated as such, she depended her nether on change of status. So you have to reckon with that. But that's specifically over here when she expressed that very specifically, as opposed to our Mishnah, where she was just speaking about a time frame, which could or could not have been affected by change of status. We don't know what would have happened within 30 days, and therefore you cannot hinge her nether on change of status. Basically, a change of status does not affect the nether. It's all about, we focus on the point in time when she made the nether, and that's it. Let's see inside. Amar Abayi, afilu temer Rabbi Yishmael. Mas nisan tal yinafsha b'yoymi. Our Mishnah it's dependent upon days. And the Bach seems to move around the words here. We sort of skip the next few words, and we'll come back in a minute. So the sentence continues with the words Shalmu Yoimi. Okay, you got it? Another five words. Shalmu Yoimi Vilainis Gash. You know, she said, I want the Naziris to arrive after 30. Those 30 days could have came and went without any change of status. Who says she would have gotten divorced? That's in the case when she was married and made the nether after 30 days. Or in the first case when she was single, when she accepted upon herself Naziris, and she says it's going to apply after 30 days. Shalmul Yaimi means bit Nazba, who says, you know, once the 30 days are up, she'll marry. Maybe then she will not get married. Basically, marriage and divorce had nothing to do with her nether. It was a Zaman related nether. And therefore, forget about the change of status. Focus on what's here right now. Let's go back two lines to the little letter, the Aleph there. So we just have to make up those words. As opposed to Brisa, says the Gemara, when it comes to the Brisa, Talia Nafsha bin Nesu'in. You know why Rabbi Shmuel reckons with the change of status? Because she herself reckoned with it. She herself included it as part of the into the equation, into the structure of the nether. Look, I'm making a Naziris when I marry. Or when she was married, she says, I'm making Naziris when I divorce. You can't ignore that. That's part of the equation. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, you have to wait and see what happens later. It's only chal later, and that's how you tag, that's how you treat the nether. So bottom line is, according to Abaye, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel will both agree to the din now Mishnah, that it's all about when she made the nether, not about when it's chal. It's only in the Braisa where Rabbi Shmuel, over there he disagrees and he says it's about when it's chal. Okay, let's go to the last line of the Mishnah, where we have Zaklal. Usually Zaklal is some chiddush, right? You should know this is the rule. If the Isha is on her own, even for a short moment, everybody loses control. What is the Mishnah coming to add? Zaklal Diktani, you see, we have Zaklal mentioned twice. We have it back in different perek in Nara Hamurasa. You know, we have a girl who's engaged. Her father and the chassan can jointly address the nedarim. And over there as well, it says, you know, if she did not gain her own independence even for a short moment, father and husband can still control her nedarim. So that's the exact klal over there, and the exact klal in our Mishnah says, well, this is the klal when she does gain personal independence even for a short moment, she's totally in control of herself. So we have two zak klals. What are they trying to teach us? Says the Gemara, we have something for each one. Zak klal diktani gabanara marasa. The zak klal over there is coming to tell us la'asuya to include halacha av im shluchei habal. Suppose, you know, she was about to go get married, and the father meets the emissaries of the future husband, and he goes along. Hashem to let go of his daughter, he goes along, he escorts her. Halacha av im shluchei habal. Oy shehalchu shluchei av im shluchei habal. Or the father sent along shluchim to keep her company as she's going along with the shluchei habal. So, we're speaking benara morosa, right? That she was still a nara morosa, and therefore, we apply the same halacha as a regular Na'amarasa, right? Since he didn't let go of her, she's still considered in both domains. She's considered in her father's rishus and the husband's, and therefore we apply the regular din of Benara Murasa, Davio, Ubala, Mefirin, Derea. Both father and husband still have control to do hafara. So it's a chiddush, because you would think perhaps once she's in the hands of the Shluchi Habal, father let go, he no longer has control. The answer is no. He's still there, he's still part of it, he's still in the equation. What about the Zeh Klal in our Mishnah? Zeh Klal Diktani Ve'ilu Nedarim. That's our parak, Ve'ilu Nedarim. What about our Zeh Klal in our Mishnah? Yosui, it's coming to teach us a bit of a different type of case. But he went a step further. He gave her over. He handed her to the Shluchi Habal. Totally let go. Masr av l'shluchi habal. Father gave her over to the shluchi habal. Oshem masru. Shluchi ha'av l'shluchi habal. Or the shluchim of the father gave her over to the shluchim of the baal. In which case, he totally relinquished any rights. He totally let go. And therefore, we say she'en habal me'efer b'koidmin. We no longer can do any hafara. Listen to this, because the whole koyach of a chassan to address nedarim, which are koydmin, meaning which preceded the marriage, is because there's somebody there, there's a father to latch onto, right? They're both together going to do it. But once father leaves the scene, husband cannot do it on his own. And even if you would actually marry her, right? He can't go back in time and take care of nedarim which preceded his marriage. Ein habal mefer b'koydmin. So basically, the Gemara is telling us that a husband without father cannot affect anything on those nedarim. So that's the zeh klal in our Mishnah. Kol she yotzal rishus atzma shoachas. Once she enters her own rishus, even for a short moment, and the Gemara learns that it's alluding to a case where she's still engaged, but father let go, that's it. Ein yachal hafer, there's no hafer applicable. Okay, so in summation, we have a pasuk. An almana, ugrusha, who makes nedarim, that's it, they stand. There's nobody there to disrupt the nedarim. Well, that's pretty obvious. Rather, the pasuk is telling us a chiddush, even if there's a change of status between the making of the neder and the application of the neder, we follow the point in time when she made the nether. She was unmarried, and there's no hafara. If she was married at that time, there is hafara. That's our Mishnah. And according to Abaye, even Rabbi Shmuel and the Brisa agrees to our Mishnah. When Rabbi Shmuel contends otherwise, that's because she actually depended, she hinged her nether upon a change of status, in which case you have to reckon with that, and we follow the point in time when the nether actually arrives. And if she's married at that point, husband can't get in the way. And vice versa. And we concluded with the chiddush inherent in the lashon that Klal mentioned in our Mishnah, as well as the Mishnah back in Perek Na'ar HaMuras. Okay, so now back to the topic of Na'ar HaMuras. So we have a Na'ar, an Isha who is 12 years old, between 12 and 12 and a half, because at 12 and a half she turns Baigeres, super adult, in which case she leaves her father's jurisdiction. But if she's still Na'ar and she is Mu'urasa, engaged, and she makes a nether, at that point we say father and future husband join together, in tandem, address that nether. Either they do the hafara or otherwise. Now, in order for father to access that nether, two conditions need to be met. Number one, which is age-related, she must be a Na'ar as opposed to a Baigeres, in which case he loses control. Number two, there needs to be a father, and a father who controls her, meaning she's still in his rishus, she's still in his jurisdiction. But if for some reason she's out of his rishus, suppose she had already married, even if it's during father's lifetime, he loses control. Even upon her divorce and return back home to her father's home, even if she's still Na'ar, no control. No hafar on account of the father. That is called a yosoima, an orphan, which isn't really an orphan, it's just a label. We give her the name yosoima b'chaye ha'av in father's lifetime. Okay, so knowing that, let's proceed to our Mishnah, which gives us a comprehensive list. 9 cases in total, instances where a father cannot do hafara. Now, truthfully speaking, as Aran points out, the 9 instances can really be condensed into 3. Because they merely represent 3 factors which preempt father's involvement. A would be when she's really a yisayma. Her father has departed. There is no father to be involved. B would be a yisayma b'chayeha, another version of yisayma. Father's really around, but he no longer has control. She had already been married during his lifetime. Now she's back home. Once he lost her, he lost her. Then we have the age-related inhibition, which is the baigeres. Once she's past Na'ar, she's into baigeres. Once again, he loses that koyach hafara. So we're going to have 9 cases. And the reason why the Mishnah mentions 9 cases, says the Ran, because this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, who would use riddles and types of variations of halacha to be mechadeid, ela lechadeid behen es talmidim, to sharpen his talmidim, to get them going, to get them instigated and immersed in the topic at hand. So we have 9 cases. The first 3, the first set of 3 represent yisoyma b'chaye av, the second 3 a regular yisoyma, and the last 3 b'geres. Okay, so the first 3 is yisoyma b'chaye av. It says the Mishnah, Teisha Na'aris Nidrein Kayam, we have 9 instances of Nidorim expressed by a girl which stands, meaning father cannot interfere. A, number one is Begeres v'hi yisayma. She's actually a Begeres v'hi yisayma. And she is a yisayma b'chaye ha'av. So she had married and returned back home, in which case father lost control. It so happens to be she's also a Begeres. But that's just an added factor. The main point here is that she's a yisayma b'chaye ha'av. Or Na'ar. Ubagra b'yisayma. She made a nether when she was still a Na'ar. Then she became a Begeres, but she's also a Yisayma b'chaye av. Or Na'ar shaloi bagra b'yisayma. Or she's plain and simple a Na'ar who made a nether, but she is a Yisayma b'chaye av. In all these cases, we say father cannot control, cannot interfere because he lost his kayach. In the next set of cases, the next 3, we have a real Yisayma, a Yisayma mamash who lost her father loyalenu. A Begeres umesavia. We have a Begeres who made a nether, and her father had passed away. Naro begeres umesavia. She made a nether as Naro. She turned begeres, but her father is not around. Naro shaloi bagro umesavia. She's a plain, simple Naro, who never turned begeres, but her father passed away. So these are three variations of Yisayma. And the following three we have begeres. Naro shamesavia, umeshamesavia bagro. She made a nether as a Naro. Her father passed away, and afterwards she became a Begeris. Or she was Begeris to begin with when she made the nether of Yochaim with her father around. Or Nara, she made a nether as a Nara, Begeris. And then she turned Begeris, via Yochaim with a father who was alive and well. Three variations of Begeris. In all these cases we say father cannot interfere. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I have a chiddush. Af ha-mesik bitei ha-ktana. A father married off his young daughter while still a ktana. You can do that. It's a marriage ben ha-Torah. And the marriage proved unsuccessful. He passed away, divorced. She returned back home. Even if she's still Nara, doesn't matter. Because once she left his Rishus, once she was married, even though she left as a Ketana, that creates a detachment, in which case he cannot interfere. Omar Avidam Harav, as we explained before, Zud Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda chose to itemize and go into this whole comprehensive list of variations which really represent three halachas. So he did it for the purpose of chidud ha-talmidim. Aval chachamim, oimim b'chachamim, just presented it simply and straightforward. Shalosh na'arayos nidrein kayamin. In three cases the neder stands, whether it's begeres or v'yosayma, a real yosayma, or v'yosayma b'chayyav. Continues the Mishnah. Koinam she'eni nena la'abu l'avicha. Anisha gets up and says to her husband, look, I will not have any benefit from my father, from your father, on condition, im oisa ani apicha, if I provide for you. Okay? So she's basically hinging the nether upon her providing for her husband, which is, standard fare, right? So as soon as she gives her husband something, she cooks, she does something for him, it's going to trigger a family feud. She cannot have enough from her father, from her father-in-law. That's trouble. That's embarrassing. That's uncomfortable for the husband. And this would allow the husband to do hafara. Or, she'eni nenes lach, im ois ani api abba, api avicha. Or the other way around. If I provide for my father or your father, which is kind of almost impossible to avoid, if I do any of that, she says, "Eini neneslach." I will not take anything from you, my husband. So, in both these cases, we say, "Look, it's going to create an issue. It's going to create interference in their relationship." Hareza yafir. He could do the hafara, and the chiddush here is explains the run that a baal can do hafara afal pishaloi chal haneder. Look, realistically speaking, currently there's no iser. She says, look, in the first case she says, if I give you something, then I can't take from my father. Okay, let's see what happens. The nether was not yet triggered. It was not yet brought about. Or in the second case she says, if I provide for my parents or your parents, then I can't take anything from you. Okay, let's see what happens. Let's play it out. We don't have to wait for it to play out. We don't have to wait for disaster to hit. We can do the afara in anticipation of this upcoming difficulty. That's the chiddush of the Chachamim. Rabbi Nosson disagrees. He says, adopt a wait-and-see approach. There's no right to do afara now. Tani will learn to Nebraisa, she'eni nenes la'abu l'avicha, imani oisa l'apicha. I will not take anything from my father or your father if I provide for you. Rabbi Nosson le'emir lo yafer. You can't do the afara right now. Well, if it happens, if the the condition is met and it triggers the nether, you worry about then. But now it's in a premature state. You cannot do the afara. V'chacham emir yafir. Ezeu chacham harei sanelad. You can anticipate the future. You see trouble brewing on the horizon. Go ahead and preempt it now. We have another case, which is where she says netula animana yehudim im misham. she says, I cannot have any marital interaction with any other members of you know, any other Yidden, any other Jews. Im mishamshech, if I get involved, you know, physically with you, my husband. So this is real trouble because, you know, if she gets she proceeds as married with her husband, then it's going to create an isser between herself and anybody else, including her husband. Right? Remember, the husband is included in Yehudim. So as soon as she does some interaction with her husband, that creates an isser against the husband. On the other hand, we can't tell her not to get involved with her husband. That's the epitome of Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. So we're stuck. So technically, husband is able to address this neder, but still, Rabbanan Omer Lo Yafra, don't do it at this point. Wait until it triggers, wait until it gets activated, then you worry about it. He can do it at this early stage since he knows that in fact it's going to develop into an issue, and therefore it allows hafara even now. Okay, so what did we learn today? An almana, a grush, who makes a nether, there's nobody there to interfere, of course, it stands. What if at the point of nether she was single, and when the nether actually arrives, it was, you know, delayed action nether, time delayed nether? Then her status changes. What's the determinant? The time of the nether's making, or the time of the nether's activation? The Mishnah says the time that she made the nether. However, Brisa, we seem to find a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel seems to say it's totally in the chalois of the nether. And Abaye says it's only because she said that she clearly depended it upon the change of status. But in the case of the Mishnah, it was just a time-related thing. She says, I'm going to be a Nazir after 30 days, and she so happened to get married within 30 days. That would not allow a husband to take control of that neder. We had the Lashon of Zeh HaKlal in our Mishnah, corresponding to the Zeh HaKlal in a previous Mishnah. The Gemara pointed out the Chiddush, and then we have the Mishnah, the Gemara, explaining to us that a Nara HaMorasa makes a neder. That nether can be addressed by her father and her future husband, provided she's still a Nara and not a Begeris. She's still in the Rishus of her husband, of her father, as opposed to a Yisayma or a Yisayma B'chaya Av. Now we have a Machlekes regarding the Darim, which a husband can typically cancel, but it's not yet been brought about. It's coming up in the future. Rabbi Nassim says, wait and see what happens. Chachamim say, you know it's coming. Go do the Hafara right now and cancel the nether. All the best to you. Much hatzlacha and lots of siyachta d'shmaya to all of us. Amen.